are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Good show for today. We got to talk about Bachelor in Paradise, whatever episode that was last night. More going on in Bachelor Nation, some stuff from yesterday's podcast, as well as talking about, I didn't watch Dancing with the Stars, but we will address something that a lot of you messaged me about last night. And we will get to all of that momentarily.
My name is Molly, and I'm a political science major at Kent State University. Kent State has these core values, kindness, respect, and purpose in all we do. Ever since I was old enough to understand the legal system, I've wanted to help serve justice, and I would like to be a prosecutor for the city of Cleveland and then hopefully move up to the county in the Justice Center downtown. Kindness and respect go a long way. As a prosecutor, you have to be kind to all parties of the courtroom to truly help everybody involved.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. Whether I'm on TV or Broadway, I live by two rules. Follow your dreams and always wear great shoes. That's why I love DSW. Must-have shoes that pair well with whatever you've dreamed up for your life. Seriously, DSW has all the shoes you need for everything, from errand days to date nights. And they're from top brands at prices you can totally brag to all your friends about. That's why I've partnered with DSW to create a collection of shoes I know you'll love. Because, let's be real, whether I'm dancing on TV, teaching you how to make the perfect cocktail in my best-selling book, or starting a whole new venture, it's all about the shoes. Find the shoes to do all the amazing things you do in my new collection at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Dame Products, Dame's newest vibrator, the Dip. Whether Dip is your first vibrator or the toy that helps you rediscover what feels good for you, it's designed to be unintimidating and to encourage pleasure exploration without shame. So go to dameproducts.com, use promo code RealitySteve, and that's going to get you 15% off your first order. That's dameproducts.com. Use promo code RealitySteve to get 15% off your first order. All right. I first want to start off with this, and this has obviously been in the news the last few days, and wanted to bring attention to it. I am going to include the link of the petition that is online for Adidas to drop Kanye West after his ridiculous anti-Semitic remarks that he made, and especially what's going on, all the anti-Semitism that's going on, those, I don't know, what do you call them, posters? Whatever was hanging over the freeways in L.A. was disgusting. Just know that I did sign the petition as well. I think we're headed for Adidas dropping Kanye West. CAA, one of the biggest talent agencies out there, dropped him yesterday. Balenciaga, that fashion designer, they've dropped him. Adidas has said it is under review. I can't imagine in any way, shape, or form Adidas is going to keep him, nor should they. I mean, I know it's cliche, and it's been said 1,000 times, but it's worth repeating that, you know, justice is not going to be served until those that are unaffected are as outraged as those that are affected. So it's something that you need to speak out against. I have a voice, and I'm very disappointed. I'm not a Kanye fan. I could care less about his music. Do I have a couple songs in my Apple podcast? Sure. Or in my Apple Music? Sure. But he's not somebody that I admire, look up to. I think he's an absolute idiot. I think he's got way too high of opinion of himself. I've talked about him in the past when he badmouths whoever Kim is dating. The guy's just a loose cannon, and you can't just be like, oh, he's got mental health problems, Steve. It's, no. Mental health does not equal anti-Semitic remarks. So give that up. So I will include the link today if anyone wants to sign the petition as well. It's got a lot of signatures already, but the more the merrier, because I think Adidas will end up dumping him, but it's something that I think needs addressing, and I stand with anybody who's Jewish who has to deal with hate like this, because hate speech is only leads to worse things, and what he said was absolutely unacceptable. And he's suffering the consequences so far, but he can suffer more because it was uncalled for what he said, and he thinks he's above everybody. So please, Adidas, dump this guy. Anyway, moving on. There's no real great segue, but let's just get into some of last night's episode and, you know, what's going on in Bachelor Nation. You know, I will say this. The first tweet that I sent out last night, right around when the show started, was just something simple about, there's a reason I'm bringing this up. I said, while these next 2 hours might be entertaining and have drama, it just does not come close to what's happening off screen. And if you look at some of the responses to that, the amount of people that said, what are you talking about? Why are you telling us this if you're not going to really tell us? It's like, this is the problem that, you know, I run into, is the fact that I understand not everybody listens to podcasts. However, I do see my podcast downloads, and a lot of you do listen to podcasts. And while it wasn't in a column yesterday, it is in today's column. So those people who question, what am I talking about? It's in today's column on realitysteve.com. That'll be up in a couple hours. But it's just frustrating when I just put a tweet out there talking about what's happening off screen, which was everything I went over in yesterday's Daily Roundup. And some people, as of, you know, 7 o'clock Central Time last night, had no idea what I was talking about, probably because it wasn't in writing and they didn't listen to the podcast. But when you put stuff out there and people are questioning, wait, what are you talking about? It's like, yeah, it gets a little frustrating for sure, because what am I supposed to do? I put it out in a podcast, and I'm also going to have it in today's column. So hopefully everybody will see it. It's going to cover, today's column is going to cover everything that I said in yesterday's podcast in regards to this Victoria, Johnny, Greg Rippo, you know, love triangle. As far as that goes, no new news that I know of to report. Nothing has come out that there's any sort of confirmation whatsoever that Victoria and Greg are those two people in Italy that the TikToker claims and the person who took the picture of them from behind claims. There's still no proof of that, but like I said, here's two things that are factually correct. Number one, Victoria and Johnny have broken up, and they've been broken up for at least a month. Number two, there definitely is something going on with Victoria and Greg Rippo. I have no idea if it has anything to do, their breakup, Victoria and Johnny's, had anything to do with any cheating. That is Dave Neal's story, and he's the one who has his sources on that, and he broke that story. If that's the case, then all the credit to Dave on that. I hope he's right. I don't want him to be wrong on something like that. Not because I've got some sort of vendetta against Victoria. It's just that Dave really put it out there, and Dave's not a guy, admittedly, that breaks stories. But he felt confident in his sources to say the reason that Victoria and Johnny broke up is because she cheated on him with Greg Rippo. Again, I have no idea if that's true or not. I'm not attached to that story. But I thought it was ironic last night when Victoria was either going on her date or she was thinking about going on her date with Alex, said, I almost feel like I'm cheating on him in a way, speaking of Johnny. And I put that quote in a tweet, and I, you know, did a mention with Dave on Twitter. I didn't give an opinion. It's Dave's story. That's why I put Victoria's quote. My tweet was, Victoria, quote, I almost feel like I'm cheating on him in a way. And then at D Neals. Because he reported the story yesterday or Saturday, or maybe it was Sunday, that Victoria cheated on Johnny with Greg Rippo. So when she says on the show last night, I find it ironic. I didn't offer an opinion because I have no idea if she cheated or not. And I'm not going to sit here and say she did or didn't. I'm just saying I didn't hear that. But just because I didn't hear it doesn't mean it didn't happen. So Greg is the, I mean, Greg, Dave is the one reporting it, and I know that through all the conversations that I've had with Dave, going back and forth, he's very confident in his sources. Is it something that will be proven? Well, even if Victoria and Greg are the two people in Italy this past weekend, we still don't know if that proves that there was cheating that happened. So that's where it gets a little tricky. All I know is 2 weeks ago I heard that there was definitely something happening with Victoria and Greg. However, 2 weeks ago, Victoria was already broken up with Johnny. So she's clearly allowed to do, and she can do whatever she wants, and Greg can do whatever he wants because they're single people. 2 weeks ago, they were. So getting to that point of, was there cheating? Wasn't there cheating? And if there was it emotional cheating? Was it physical cheating? I don't really know if we're ever going to get our answers to this, to be honest with you. But I think it is, if, let's take the Italy story out of it. Let's say they weren't the two people in Italy. If post Johnny breakup, Victoria has something going on with Greg, well, which she does, we don't know the extent of it. I don't know the extent of it. I just know that they are involved in some way, shape, or form. It just, the optics of it aren't great, and we're allowed to comment on that. We're allowed to have an opinion on, you know, you ended an engagement in Bachelor Nation after getting engaged on a television show, and within 1 month, you're already talking to someone else in Bachelor Nation. It just doesn't look good. That's my opinion. You know, it seems that drama follows this woman around wherever she goes. She had the Chase Rice drama on Peter's season. You know, there's this. There's other drama that, well, like I said, there's a reason I reported what I did in October of 2019. Yesterday I said I didn't report it till February of 2020. No, I actually reported it during hometown dates, which was October of 2019. So it's been 3 years since I've even spoken about Victoria Fuller. But it just seems that drama follows her everywhere, and she's the reason because of it. It's not like, oh, well, she just happened to find herself in drama again. No, I don't buy that. And that's all I'm saying is that, gosh, could you have waited? I understand that she's single. She's allowed to do what she wants. Greg's single, allowed to do what they want. But come on, you know what kind of attention this is going to draw. Can you hold out until the show freaking ends and we see the finale of Paradise and then maybe do something? Like I said, worst case scenario, the latest we'll hear is next Friday when they film the Bachelor in Paradise reunion. Because clearly, Johnny and Victoria are going to be up there talking about their broken engagement. Now, the question will be, will the Greg stuff come up or not? That is the biggest question to come out of the Bachelor in Paradise reunion filming next Friday, and we'll all be waiting on pins and needles for that answer.
Hey, friends, want to grow your business faster and stronger? Wondering how to find and keep top talent? It starts with your culture. Insperity, a leading HR provider, can help your business create a culture that drives growth. Download their free ebook, The Future of Business is Culture, at Insperity.com. With the right people, processes, and values in place, your company can realize its full potential. Visit Insperity.com to see how Insperity provides HR that makes a difference.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I gotta believe the person most excited about this Victoria, Johnny, Greg Grippo love triangle is Michael, because all anybody was talking about last week was Michael and Sierra's drama, and Sierra basically calling Michael out on the carpet for the things that he said to her and his actions not lining up with his words. Then Michael, this weekend, before this love triangle happened between Johnny, Victoria, and Greg, Michael this weekend was starting to respond to a lot of people either on TikTok or Instagram. I just saw the messages that he sent. And he's standing by the fact that he really did not know that Danielle was coming in. And all I can say to that is I don't believe him. I don't believe that he had absolutely 100% no idea that Danielle was coming on the beach. It just doesn't add up. And you could say, well, why? I mean, he gave up his rose. He gave up his rose. He could have just taken Sierra's rose since women were giving out their roses at the second rose ceremony and stuck around. Not if a producer was in his ear and he knew he wasn't going home. That's not a reason. Everyone's trying to, like, anyone that's defending Michael is saying he could have taken Sierra's rose and he actually made himself vulnerable by breaking up with her before the rose ceremony. Not necessarily if he's production's golden boy. And they were going to keep him around regardless, and they gave him basically a heads up there was someone else coming in for him. No. That's what I mean when you're talking about what we see on Monday and Tuesday versus what was really going on behind the scenes. All I'm saying is that I am absolutely convinced he knew Danielle was coming on, and for him to say otherwise, I guess we'll just debate until the end of time. We will agree to disagree on that one, Michael. I don't believe you. And I don't know if he can prove that he didn't know that she was coming in. And I can't prove that he did know. But obviously there are things that I have heard and things that I know behind the scenes that without outing sources, I just know to be true. And I'm not going to out sources. And unfortunately, Michael, this doesn't look good for you. So, hey, I have no problem whatsoever with him and Danielle being together. That's not what this is about. I understand why he would be attracted and be more connected with Danielle over someone like Sierra, who has no experience in the deceased spouse, deceased fiance. So I get it. I understand Danielle and Michael connecting on the beach. But that's not the issue here. The issue is, what did he know and when did he know it? And I believe he absolutely knew Danielle was coming on the show. And it's why he told Sierra what he did. And you look at what Sierra tweeted out last week. There were obviously some things that Michael told her which never made air, which is why she's saying some of the things that she did as well. So, you know, like I said, he's probably thrilled because his storyline has taken a back burner to the Victoria, Greg Rippo, and Johnny stuff, for sure. The other thing I found interesting last night was Brandon literally almost having a meltdown because when Lace came down to talk to the guys and she told them, oh yeah, guys came to our hotel, and Brandon started freaking out, like, look, I understand that we are at a time where Bachelor in Paradise is different than The Bachelor and The Bachelorette in that you get to spend your whole day with that person versus if you're on The Bachelor or Bachelorette and you're a contestant, you only get to see them on dates that you happen to be on, which is once a week. And if you're on a group date, you get to see them on the group date. You get to see them at the group date after party. And then you get to see them at the cocktail party before the rose ceremony. So that maybe is 10 to 15 minutes each time. When you're on the beach in Paradise, you can spend your whole day with the person that you're into. So I get that Brandon is a lot closer to Serene than he would be anyone else on the show. But here he is, literally at this point, maybe 10 days into filming, and he is absolutely goo-goo gaga saying he's not thinking he's in love with Serene. He is in love with Serene, and they're showing us his clip from when he was at the final rose ceremony with Michelle, and he was crying and said, I love you. And he's saying that 10 days into Serene. All I'm saying is I think what we saw last night from Brandon being so sprung on Serene that it only adds to the point of what Michelle said on her podcast on Bachelor Happy Hour last week, that she knows a lot more of Brandon and Serene's relationship, and they were a lot closer going into the beach than they led on when we saw them. I mean, they talked about the fact that they were interested in each other, but when Michelle is basically telling you, yeah, when I was dating Nate, I was more aware of that relationship And because I speak to Nate, and Nate was hanging out with Brandon. So obviously Brandon told Nate where he was with Serene. Nate relayed it on to Michelle. Michelle tells it on her podcast last week. So, and all she was saying, like, look, let's just, while I'm cheering for Brandon and Serene and they're probably going to get engaged on this thing, let's just be real about it. And let's be honest about where they were before they got to the beach. And that's what she said. And I think seeing Brandon's reaction last night and thinking he might lose Serene or another guy is going to hit on her or whatever. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You can't get to that point in 7 to 10 days. I don't care if you spent your whole day with her for 10 days straight. You can be totally being like, this is the one, I don't want to date anybody else. But the guy is like literally head over heels and just gushing with all this stuff. And I think it just proves they were a little more serious before they got down to the beach and they let on. Now, the thing that a lot of people are sending me was a screenshot from Brandon. Oh, what did it say? Let me pull up. Dave sent it to me in a text. So Brandon said, if they choose not to not show the disgusting actions that man did next couple episodes, you better keep me off a podcast. And the picture was of Brandon and Olu during Michelle's season in the teddy bear fight. And so I don't know what Brandon is referring to. I don't know what Olu said, but clearly Olu said something or did something to Serene before he got eliminated that Serene obviously relayed to Brandon either when she got back to the beach or post show. And that's why Brandon says, if they choose not to show disgusting actions that man did next couple episodes, you better keep me off a podcast. So clearly Olu said or did something that pissed Brandon off. Probably offended Serene, and he's defending his woman. And I know you're asking me, what did he say? I have no idea. I have no idea what Olu said. So maybe it'll get out. Olu's off the show now, so clearly they edited it out, whatever he did or whatever he said. But clearly Brandon's not happy and taking it out on Olu. One other thing, and this has nothing to do with Paradise, we're moving on, is the Gabby and Eric thing. I don't know why everyone is sending me, hey, there's speculation that Gabby and Eric have broken up. Have you heard anything? My answer is no. I have not heard anything. I have not watched Dancing with the Stars from last night, but I did reply to one person who said, "Why? Where is this coming from? Why does everybody think this now? Or what's the deal?" And the consensus seems to be she hasn't worn her ring the last 2 weeks, not only on the show, but in her video packages. She hasn't posted anything about Eric in 2 weeks. Eric hasn't been at the show in 2 weeks. Every time Eric posts, it's just of him surfing with his boys. I mean, I guess. Could that be signs that they are on the outs? I guess. But like I said, I just don't put 100% stock into social media. I don't know. You're asking me if I directly heard anything about Gabby and Eric breaking up. The answer is no. I have not heard anything. So, and even if I did, I wouldn't announce it before they did. So, but no, I have not even heard a word. Everyone coming to me last night saying their speculation is broken up. First time I've heard of that. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, do I think they're going to make it long term? No. And I've told you all my reasons before that I don't see it. I think Gabby's way too, her star is on the rise and Eric's just kind of there and along for the ride. And I think she's going to realize that sooner rather than later. But no, do I think they're going to make it long term? No, I don't. And but specifically, are they broken up now? Not that I've heard. And finally, this goes back to yesterday's pop culture story of the weekend, which was the release of Taylor Swift's Midnights album. Ladies, and actually men, but more so the women out there on TikTok and Instagram, how many people have used the anti-hero song and the clip in the song where Taylor says, it's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me. I mean, you every woman in America has used it on their in their TikTok or their Instagram reel in the last 3 days. Like, we can we stop? I mean, come on. I get it's the hip thing to do, and Taylor's album was just released, but I swear every single reel, I shouldn't say every single reel, every about third or fourth reel I see on Instagram and every probably fifth TikTok I see that shows up on my For You page is somebody doing something with Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift playing in the background, and their caption says, "It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me." Okay. When will this stop? Can it stop today? Let's just put an end to it today. When everybody's doing it, it's not cool anymore. And everybody's doing it already 3 days after the song's being released. So we can stop now, everybody. It's okay. Please. For the love of God, please stop it. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Check out my column. In a couple hours, it'll be up on realitysteve.com. It'll have all your information in regards to the Johnny and Victoria and Greg Grippo drama, how it all came to be, what happened yesterday, what did Dave Neal report. It's all there, written for you, for those that didn't listen to yesterday's podcast. So check it out. And then we will be back tomorrow with yet another Daily Roundup. So I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.